W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. New evidence that the road back from higher inflation is a bumpy one. ABC's Dave Packer has more.
The latest government data shows the consumer price index for December rose 0.3% compared to an expected 0.2%. And looking at all of 2023, prices rose 3.9% compared to 3.8% that analysts had projected. While today's numbers still show inflation easing long-term, the trajectory toward the Federal Reserve's targeted 2% inflation will not be an easy one.
Former President Donald Trump's arrived at a New York City court for closing arguments in the civil fraud trial against his businesses. He did not take part in the final Republican debate in Iowa last night ahead of Monday's caucuses. And another massive change is coming to football. Our partners at ESPN report that Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots are parting ways after 24 seasons and 6 Super Bowl titles. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force created last summer is introducing 11 bills to fight human trafficking in Wisconsin. State Representative Jerry O'Connor is a co-chair of the Assembly Speaker's panel.
Right now, the hurdle is very high to fully prosecute and convict a sex trafficker. This is going to make that process more clear. And I think it's a better direction for law enforcement, the courts, and for prosecutors.
The bills would increase awareness, impose tougher punishments, and make it easier for victims to sue traffickers. Wisconsin is bracing for its second big snowstorm this week. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch starting tomorrow morning through Saturday morning. Some places can expect up to 6 inches of blowing and drifting snow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WGBW and WISS. Oshkosh police are looking into a fatal hit-and-run crash from last night. Officers say they were called to Ohio Street at about 6:30. That's where they found a 38-year-old man dead. They say they found the suspected driver a short time later. Part of Ohio Street in the area of the scene was closed for a time. Police are asking anyone who can help them put the pieces together to contact them. Tipsters can stay anonymous. A second snowstorm this week is on its way to northeast Wisconsin, and it's shaping up to be bigger than Tuesday's storm. Expect several inches of snow and 45-mile-an-hour winds. Winter storm watches are in effect for the entire area from 6 o'clock tomorrow morning through noon on Saturday. The worst of it looks to be from tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Roads will be slippery, and visibility could drop to below a quarter of a mile at times. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Badgers beat the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 15th ranked Wisconsin, battled but got the win at Ohio State. The final 71-60, Max Klesman scoring 18 points in the second half. Number 11th ranked Marquette upset at home, losing 69-62 to Butler. The Golden Eagles now have lost 3 of their last 5. College football, after 17 years at Alabama, Nick Saban announces his retirement from coaching. Saban is 72 years old. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday. At 12-5, the Cowboys are the best team Green Bay has faced all season. I asked Jordan Love, they found a way to win against the Chiefs. Is that going to help them this week in Dallas?
Well, definitely one of the best defenses we've seen all year. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, going back to the Kansas City game, Detroit, I mean, those are two games we played really good defense as well. So just having that mindset, we got to play our best ball. And obviously going into the playoffs, the mindset, you know, be able to take advantage of every play, execute every play, and be able to play at a high level going against them because they do a really good job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are keeping an eye on another winter storm system that has the potential to bring snow starting late tonight with over 6 or more inches possible. Also, strong wind gusts from 50 to 55 possible late Friday night. That's going to be a problem as well. Stay tuned for updates. Today, light snow this morning, cloudy, 31 tonight. Snow will start late. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 as we approach Dr. King's holiday on this coming Monday. I just want to let you know, Calvin and I, we're going to be here. We're going to be doing the show. We're going to be continuing this dialogue that we are having right now, as we will be different times of the rest of the month of January. Those of you who are just joining, this is Dr. King. To me, one of his greatest speeches, Three Evils of the Society, back in 1967. So we're right at the three evils, Calvin, if you will so kindly.
This does not imply that all white Americans are racist. Far from it. Many white people have, through a deep moral compulsion, fought long and hard for racial justice. Nor does it mean that America has made no progress in her attempt to cure the body politic of the disease of racism, or that the dogma of racism has not been considerably modified in recent years. However, for the good of America, it is necessary to refute the idea that the dominant ideology in our country, even today, is freedom and equality. While racism is just an occasional departure from the norm on the part of a few bigoted extremists, racism can well be that corrosive evil that will bring down the curtain on Western civilization. Arnold Toynbee has said that some 26 civilizations have risen upon the face of the earth. Almost all of them have descended into the junk heaps of destruction. The decline and fall of these civilizations, according to Toynbee, was not caused by external invasions, but by internal decay. They failed to respond creatively to the challenges impinging upon them. If America does not respond creatively to the challenge to banish racism, some future historian will have to say that a great civilization died because it lacked the soul and commitment to make justice a reality for all men. The second aspect of our afflicted society is extreme materialism. An Asian writer has portrayed our dilemma In candid terms, he says, you call your 1,000 material devices labor-saving machinery, yet you are forever busy. With the multiplying of your machinery, you grow increasingly fatigued, anxious, nervous, dissatisfied. Whatever you have, you want more. And wherever you are, you want to go somewhere else. Your devices are neither time-saving nor soul-saving machinery. They are so many sharp spurs which urge you on to invent more machinery and to do more business. This tells us something about our civilization that cannot be cast aside as a prejudiced charge by an Eastern thinker who is jealous of Western prosperity. We cannot escape the indictment. This does not mean that we must turn back the clock of scientific progress. No one can overlook the wonders that science has wrought for our lives. The automobile will not abdicate in favor of the horse and buggy, or the train in favor of the stagecoach, or the tractor in favor of the hand plow, or the scientific method in favor of ignorance and superstition. But our moral lag must be redeemed. When scientific power outruns moral power, we end up with guided missiles and misguided men. When we foolishly maximize the minimum and minimize the maximum, we sign the warrant for our own day of doom. It is this moral lag in our thing-oriented society that blinds us to the human realities around us and encourages us in the greed and exploitation which create the sector of poverty in the midst of wealth. Again, we have deluded ourselves into believing the myth that capitalism grew and prospered out of the Protestant ethic of hard work and sacrifice. The fact is that capitalism was built on the exploitation and suffering of black slaves. And continues to thrive on the exploitation of the poor, both black and white, both here and abroad. If Negroes and poor whites do not participate in the free flow of wealth within our economy, they will forever be poor, giving their energy, their talents, and their limited funds to the consumer market, but reaping few benefits and services in return. The way to end poverty is to end the exploitation of the poor, ensure them a fair share of the government's services and the nation's resources. I proposed recently that a national agency be established to provide employment for everyone needing it. Nothing is more socially inexcusable than unemployment in this age. In the 30s, when the nation was bankrupt, it instituted such an agency, the WPA. In the present conditions of a nation glutted with resources, it is barbarous to condemn people desiring work to soul-sapping inactivity and poverty. And I am convinced that even this one massive act of concern would do more than all the state police and armies of the nation to quell riots and steal hatreds. And the tragedy is that our materialistic culture does not possess the statesmanship necessary to do it. Victor Hugo could have been thinking of 20th century America when he wrote, "There's always more misery among the lower classes than there is humanity in the higher classes."
I just want to pause for a second there, and for people to kind of grasp what Dr. King has said thus far, and look at our nation at that point in its development, and contrast it at where it is today. And clearly, the struggle in rural America, the struggle in urban America, is the same. People are struggling in a nation that is full of wealth and can't seem to get a grasp on what our nation says it is, because a certain segment of this nation is controlling all of the wealth, and the American people, both white, black, and others, far too large a segment of the American people struggle and somehow are led to believe that the struggle is based on other poor people of the society, when at the root of it is a government that is certainly controlled by those with wealth who aren't concerned about the average United States citizen. Dr. King was talking about this back in 1967. And here we are today. Same thing. And the promises of our nation have not been met. He's explaining why it hasn't been met. And so as we move on with this speech, we're going to be culminating it, you know, in the next 15 minutes or so. I'm going to open the phone lines and ask you your thoughts. Because this is really the reason that Dr. King was assassinated. Many people, this speech is what cost him his life. Because people would say, Dr. King, we're with you as long as you are talking about integrating lunch counters, you know, and you know, and grocery stores. Okay, we agree with you on that, right? That's okay. We'll support you on that. But when Dr. King started talking about the military-industrial complex, which is what the third evil of the society is that he's talking about, that was the death knell for Dr. King to lose his life. Got to take a short hiatus. 844-967-2789 is the number.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together, we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris. Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Monday is Dr. King's holiday, and I don't, you know, I'm not one of those people who dust off the Dr. King memorabilia and put it in the closet and bring it out once a year like we do Christmas trees. That is not who he was to me and is to me. And so he lives in me daily. So I don't, you know, one day, and everybody will celebrate his day and then move on. But you need to know the impact of who he was. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, the reason Martin Luther King is not alive today is because of James Earl Ray. It isn't.
Absolutely not.
What?
Let me do this, Gary. I'll invite you to call back after we get to the third evil of the society, which is now militarism. Call back after that. Thank you very much for the call. Calvin, if you'll please.
America to face the inevitable choice between materialism and humanism. We must devote at least as much to our children's education and the health of the poor as we do to the care of our automobiles and the building of beautiful, impressive hotels. And we must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power. We must further recognize that the ghetto is a domestic colony. Black people must develop programs that will aid in the transfer of power and wealth into the hands of residents of the ghetto so that they may, in reality, control their own destinies. This is the meaning of new politics. People of goodwill in the larger community must support the black man in this effort. The final phase of our national sickness is the disease of militarism. Nothing more clearly demonstrates our nation's abuse of military power than our tragic adventure in Vietnam. Yeah. This war has played havoc with the destiny of the entire world. It has torn up the Geneva Agreement. It has seriously impaired the United Nations. It has exacerbated the hatred between continents and, worse still, between races. It has frustrated our development of home at home, telling our own underprivileged citizens that we place insatiable military demands above their most critical needs. It has greatly contributed to the forces of reaction in America and strengthened the military-industrial complex. And it has practically destroyed Vietnam and left thousands of American and Vietnamese youth maimed and mutilated, and expose the whole world to the risk of nuclear warfare. Above all, the war in Vietnam has revealed what Senator Fulbright calls our nation's arrogance of power. We are arrogant in professing to be concerned about the freedom of foreign nations while not setting our own house in order. Many of our senators and congressmen vote joyously to appropriate billions of dollars for the war in Vietnam. And many of these same senators and congressmen vote loudly against a fair housing bill to make it possible for a Negro veteran of Vietnam to purchase a decent home. We arm Negro soldiers to kill on foreign battlefields, but offer little protection for their relatives from beatings and killings in our own South. We are willing to make the Negro 100% of a citizen in warfare, but reduce him to 50% of a citizen on American soil. No war in our nation's history has ever been so violative of our conscience, our national interests, and so destructive of our moral standing before the world. No enemy has ever been able to cause such damage to us as we inflict upon ourselves. The inexorable decay of our urban centers has flared into terrifying domestic conflict as the pursuit of foreign war absorbs our wealth and energy. Squalor and poverty scar our cities as our military might destroys cities in a far-off land to support oligarchy to intervene in domestic conflict. The president who cherishes consensus for peace has intensified the war. In answer to a cry to stop the war, it has brought tauntingly to 1 minute's flying time from China, to a moment before the midnight of world conflagration. We are offered a tax for war instead of a plan for peace. Men of reason should no longer debate the merits of war or means of financing war. They should end the war and restore sanity and humanity to American policy.
All right, 844-967-2789, The Three Evils of the Society on the Earl Ingram Show.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families in need in Wisconsin will get help buying groceries this summer. Families in the federal Summer Electronic Benefits Program will get food cards with $40 a month for each eligible child. Wisconsin is one of 35 states in the program. A new report says S&P 500 CEOs make 300 times more than the average worker. Rosanna Landis-Weaver is a shareholder advocate. She says some CEOs even make 1,000 times more.
There's no person in the world that adds as much value as 1,000 other people. There's no question if the 1,000 workers disappeared versus if the CEO disappeared, what would be the outcome?
Some shareholders are pushing to require executives to hold stock longer to reduce short-term stock manipulation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WGBW and WISS. Back-to-back winter storms mean some long days and nights for area snowplow crews. Oshkosh alone has about 30 people whose job it is to clear about 255 miles of streets. They work in shifts, and the city's public works director tells Channel 11 they try not to work anyone longer than 12 or 13 hours in a row. There's also office staff and mechanics to keep everything running smoothly. Officials in Howard and with the federal government want to know if there are any lead pipes in the village. About 1,000 property owners in Howard just got letters asking them to identify what kinds of service lines are in their homes or businesses. They want property owners to take pictures of their service lines and email those photos to Village Hall. Village officials say they want to have the inventory done before the end of the year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Badgers beat the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 15th ranked Wisconsin, battled but got the win at Ohio State. The final 71-60, Max Klesman scoring 18 points in the second half. Number 11th ranked Marquette upset at home, losing 69-62 to Butler. The Golden Eagles now have lost three of their last five. College football, after 17 years at Alabama, Nick Saban announces his retirement from coaching. Saban is 72 years old. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday. At 12-5, the Cowboys are the best team Green Bay has faced all season. I asked Jordan Love, they found a way to win against the Chiefs. Is that going to help them this week in Dallas?
Well, definitely one of the best defenses we've seen all year. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, going back to the Kansas City game, Detroit, I mean, those are two games we played really good defense as well. So just having that mindset, we got to play our best ball. And obviously going to the playoffs, the mindset, you know, be able to take advantage of every play, execute every play, and be able to play at a high level going against them because they do a really good job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are keeping an eye on another winter storm system that has the potential to bring snow starting late tonight with over 6 or more inches possible. Also, strong wind gusts from 50 to 55 possible late Friday night. That's going to be a problem as well. Stay tuned for updates. Today, light snow this morning, cloudy, 31 tonight. Snow will start late. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. spin and we'll spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheels all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn.
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. As we wrap up the three evils of the society, 1968 speech from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, and we are now into the third evil, and that's militarism. And many people in the know agree that this was what cost Dr. King his life, challenging our government and its involvement in war all over the world, all over the earth, and the amount of money that was being spent to keep that war machine going and not investing it in the people. We deal with that same reality today. So, Calvin, if you'll be so kind as to hear the end of this, go ahead.
And if the will of the people continues to be unheeded, all men of goodwill must create a situation in which the 1967-68 elections are made a referendum on the war. The American people must have an opportunity to vote into oblivion those who cannot detach themselves from militarism, and those who lead us
your child needs.
All right, and so while we're
so
waiting,
we are here, okay, because we believe, we hope, we pray that something new might emerge in the political life of this nation, which will produce a new man, new structures and institutions, and a new life for mankind. I am convinced that this new life will not emerge until our nation undergoes a radical revolution of values. When machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, economic exploitation, and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A civilization can flounder as readily in the face of moral bankruptcy as it can through financial bankruptcy. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our past and present policies. We are called to play the Good Samaritans on life's roadside, but that will only be an initial act. One day the whole Jericho Road must be transformed so that men and women will not be beaten and robbed as they make their journey through life. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It understands that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring. A true revolution of values will soon look uneasily on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth. With righteous indignation, it will look at thousands of working people displaced from their jobs with reduced income as a result of automation, while the profits of the employers remain intact, and say, this is not just. It will look across the oceans and see individual capitalists of the West investing huge sums of money in Asia and Africa, only to take the profits out with no concern for the social betterment of the countries, and say, this is not just. It will look at our alliance with the landed gentry of Latin America and say this is not just. A true revolution of values will lay hands on the world order and say of war, this way of settling differences is not just. This business of burning human beings with napalm, of filling our nation's homes with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate into the veins of peoples normally humane, of sending men home from dark and bloody battlefields physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, cannot be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death. So what we must all see is that these are revolutionary times. All over the globe, men are revolting against old systems of exploitation. And out of the wounds of a frail world, new systems and of justice and equality are being born. The shirtless and barefoot people of the earth are rising up as never before. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. We in the West must support these revolutions. It is a sad fact that because of comfort, complacency, a morbid fear of communism, and our proneness to adjust to injustice, the Western nations that initiated so much of the revolutionary spirit of the modern world have now become the arch anti-revolutionaries. This has driven many to feel that only Marxism has the revolutionary spirit. Communism is a judgment. And in a sense, communism is a judgment of our failure to make democracy real and to follow through on the revolutions that we initiated. Our only hope today lies in our ability to recapture the revolutionary spirit and go out into a sometimes hostile world declaring eternal opposition to poverty, racism, and militarism. With this powerful commitment, we shall boldly challenge the status quo and unjust mores, and thereby speed the day when every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. May I say in conclusion that there is a need now more than ever before for men and women in our nation to be creatively maladjusted. As Mr. Davis said, and I say to you that I choose to be among the maladjusted. As my good friend Bill Coffin said, there are those who have criticized me and many of you for taking a stand against the war in Vietnam and for seeking to say to the nation that the issues of civil rights cannot be separated from the issues of peace. I want to say to you tonight that I intend to keep these issues mixed because they are mixed. Somewhere we must see that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I have fought now too long and too hard against segregated public accommodations to end up at this point in my life segregating my moral concern. And so let us stand in this convention knowing that on some positions, cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And on some positions, and on some positions, it is necessary for the moral individual to take a stand that is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular, but he must do it because it is right.
All right, that's Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, The Three Evils of the Society. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'm interested in your thoughts. You know, that again, that's one of many wonderful, wonderful truth-bearing, you know, I don't even want to call them speeches that Dr. King gave. And clearly, the impact of his conversation about the war in Vietnam, our military-industrial complex, that was all true. Nobody can question what he was saying about the military-industrial complex. It's still the same way today. We still, in this nation, believe that you know, spending all this money on the military is the answer to what ails us in our issues, and yet we're not willing to spend money on doing what the people need to have done. Dr. King challenged that, and in the end, it's really what cost him his life. Many people said to him that, Dr. King, we can't support you anymore because you're going after our government. It's all right to go after the government on certain levels and areas, but when you challenge our involvement in Vietnam and the amount of money that was being spent and what we were really doing, our nation never knows at all what is going on internationally with our government. We don't ever ask. We act as though we don't have a right to ask or to know. And I'm with Dr. King. We do have a right. We have every right to know how the tax dollars of our nation is being spent and why it is more important that we spend that money on defense than it is on the very people of this nation. Dr. King was without question a true follower, a follower of Jesus Christ. He lived his life in that manner. He knew he was going to lose his life, and yet he did it anyway. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm interested in your responses. We'll return.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hold it. Listen.
Last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from O'Connemore. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir?
You know what Dr. King left with for Americans is we must lead with Christian leadership, not hate, not prejudice, but Christian leadership. What does that mean? We care about our brothers. Dr. King taught us that. He actually sacrificed his life for that. And even today, with all this nonsense that's going on in the border, and Greg Abbott really already figured out that we're sending these planes to New York isn't helping anymore because they're putting those people out and working, and he didn't like that. So he, by design, changed the schedule so they didn't know when the people were coming in. These people have to be put under control. I don't wish bad for them, but they can't stand politics. My motto to them is resign and avoid the embarrassment because they're an embarrassment to Americans and they're an embarrassment to the world. And Dr. King, if we had more Dr. Kings right now, whoo, we'd be in a lot better shape.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. King, and as we play more of the speeches, you know, Gary called earlier and he tried to say that Dr. King was assassinated by one man, James Earl Ray. And you know, I had a chance to interview James Earl Ray's brother at a different time. He had written a book about his brother, James Earl Ray, and he pushed back against, you know, the belief that James Earl Ray killed Dr. King and there was a conspiracy. But truthfully, Dr. King was assassinated. They didn't assassinate him for integrating lunch counters. That clearly was not the reason that he lost his life. And as we move on with speeches, you know, you're going to hear one that really is lets you realize exactly what he was facing. But what cost him his life was that speech about militarism and the fact that we're all over the earth and killing people. You know, the Vietnam War was a horrible war, caused many young men in this nation, their youth, destroyed their lives, exposed them to Agent Orange, you know, and many of them did not get any compensation for that until they were in their 60s. they knew what they were up against. They knew that things, they were exposed to things, and it caused all sorts of damage to them. And our government refused to even admit that they had exposed these young men to Agent Orange and caused all kind of problems with their in their lives. And, you know, I know people don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. Let's go to Karina. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. How are you?
Hi, Earl. You know what? I think that it's important that the people will hear what Dr. King was saying and what actually you and Mr. Sandy and everybody who is talking about military complex, talking about industrial military complex, not about people who actually in military. Those are people who are CEOs of a military industrial projects who are making money and making stocks going up, and it's a true how I can say it, Earl. It's like a white day lie, basically. Everybody making money on that. Anyone up there making money on that, and saying that the stocks are going up and everything is great, but what are we making money on? Like Dr. King just said, we making money not only on damaging another country's, but we're also making money on damaging our own and bringing our own disabled and despaired. This is just right in the point. He's just like seeing today's day. And thank you so much to run that speech. I never heard it before.
Hey,
I'm an immigrant.
And Karina, there are many more we're going to be playing. Thank you very much for the call. And I'm not doing this to make anybody feel bad, okay? Because nobody here today, for the most part, had anything to do with those times, for the most part. So this is not to make anybody feel bad. It is, in fact, the truth. And it's part of the reason why, you know, when we decide that we don't want to hear the truth and then we want to cover up the truth because it makes us feel bad, that's a ridiculous statement. On its face, that's ridiculous. To do away with facts. Because somebody doesn't want to hear the facts, and it makes them feel bad. Well, nobody here living had anything to do with slavery. But it happened. So does that mean we don't talk about it because it happened? Because it's going to make somebody feel bad? No. The only way we're ever to be able to get to a point in our lives and in the society, it's when we're willing to look at ourselves in the mirror and make the changes necessary individually. Because, that's what it's going to take. Calvin, thank you as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Mednair and Luke.
Mednair on air.
Mednair on air. See you guys on tomorrow.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Alfheim. Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just...
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.